S'il y a la documentation, il y a le fait d'être là aujourd'hui, si c'est comme ça, par curiosité, ou parce que, voilà, c'est intéressant pour nous de savoir aussi. Et juste pour savoir ton prénom avant.
Oui, Julia.
Julia, oui. Ok.
Super. So maybe we can repeat the name again, and then what you said, what is your interest of in documentation? Is it included in your practice? Do you document already? Some ways, you know.
Bon, en français
Dans
la langue.
Si c'est
je peux essayer en anglais.
Excusez-moi, j'ai juste une petite question. C'est possible
d'arrêter
le... Ah oui, le ventilateur.
Ah, merci. Donc, ça va mieux?
Ah oui.
Donc, je m'appelle Véronique. Je pratique la danse très régulièrement, mais je ne suis pas ni professeure ni danseuse en compagnie. J'étais professeure d'histoire des arts et maintenant je suis, j'ai cofondé un site de danse en ligne et je suis donc rédactrice pour ce site, critique de danse. Et en tant qu'ancienne pédagogue, je suis très intéressée par la façon dont on peut documenter une pratique et la transmettre. Je connais iDocD et les différents projets, parce que j'ai suivi l'aventure depuis le départ. Et j'ai participé à plusieurs ateliers ici, autour d'iDocD, LIP, etc. Et je suis intéressée aussi par l'articulation entre la pratique du corps et comment la transmettre sans la, enfin, pas seulement sans la trahir, mais de façon suffisamment lisible pour que ça puisse être partagé et réutilisé.
Je m'appelle Sarah, moi je suis étudiante à l'UGA, donc l'Université Grenoble-Alpes. Je viens d'arriver en Master 1 sur Grenoble, en art de la scène, donc création artistique art de la scène. Je me trouve plutôt à mi-chemin entre le théâtre et la danse en fait. J'ai pas une pratique de danse très poussée, mais j'ai une approche assez variée de la danse. Ici je suis là, c'est surtout par curiosité. Et l'idée de documenter une pratique artistique m'intéresse aussi parce que, par exemple, j'étais en contact lors de mon stage avec une comédienne danseuse qui, elle, a une pratique de 15 ans et se pose la question de comment je vais faire de tout ce travail, de ces 15 ans de vidéos, de rush, de travail, de réflexion. Et elle m'a elle-même posé la question de se dire, bah, voilà, comment je peux garder ce patrimoine et le partager avec les autres. Sur quoi je peux le poster, ça. Du coup, ça m'a interpellée. Et je suis là un peu pour ça.
Donc, Aline, I can try in English. I'm not sure I will do the whole presentation in English. But, so, I danced for a while. I stopped to teach authentic movement and the way to bring it to the dance also. And I also start some creation work, the beginning for me. And I have a relationship with the documentation that is through lots of reading, books. And I have the experience that read about practice really like come and nourish. C'est ça?
Oui.
The practice, like for me, in authentic movement, it's really really important. The theory that englobe or give donne une épaisseur à la pratique qui est, que je ne pourrais pas toucher si j'avais ouvert des choses à l'intérieur de ma tête. And I'm really interested in the link between the thinking and the acting.
Mm-hmm.
And how the way to nourish the thinking can change the way to dance and act. And act. And dancing is a way to act. And how acting is can be support thinking as well. So I'm really interested in this relationship and exchange. And I read and for me, what is supporting thinking about practice is also stuff that are not directly about this practice.
Different themes.
Different fields.
Oui.
Yeah.
Oui.
Human mm-hmm. science fields. Oui. And sometimes I really find like. Je trouve des appuis qui nourrissent la pratique aussi dans d'autres champs qui, en fait, a priori, n'auraient rien à voir.
Mm.
Et en fait, des fois, ça fait des « Ah, mais ouais, c'est ça !»
Oui, bien sûr.
Like philosophy and human.
Mm-hmm.
Donc, je suis aussi intéressée par les détours, en fait.
Brian, I'm new to dance. Like 5 years ago, I discovered dance, and I was just amazed at what it was. So I'm trying to catch up on like 45 years of lost time. And you know, basically anything interests me. When you think of a 5-year-old person discovering the world, then it just absorbs everything. And so basically, that's why I'm here today, because everything interests me. And as I say, I'm trying to make up for lost time and build knowledge. I enjoy dancing. I'm as stiff as a bar, but you know, not supple at all. But you know, each one to their level. And it's just too strong for me not to do it. So that's why I'm here today. And you know, I just recently looked at what this was about because Tatiana suggested I came. So I know that at my age, when I'm trying to follow a prof to dance, 5 minutes later, I forgot what it is that I was supposed to be doing. And so I have my little shorthand for noting moves. Mm. And it did spring to my mind, like, how on earth do people transmit this, or archive it, or, you know, guard the... How do they manage to keep a flexibility in what they want the dancers to do, so, you know, if it goes out. But just reading up on it yesterday, I find it really pretty well interesting. And because I'm coming from a very rigid engineering background, computing background, and perhaps I shouldn't mention it here, but just looking at things yesterday, it's really interesting to see how digitalization of movement could be, is probably being used, yeah, is being used already.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm interested to see ways of the different languages you use for transmitting and communicating what you're doing.
There's been really interesting collaboration between engineers and dancers along the years, and it's really been very rich and enriching.
Okay, good.
Alors, je m'appelle Julia. Je vais parler en français. Moi, je viens du cirque. En fait, je faisais du fil. Donc, j'étais dans... Ah, pardon. Je viens du cirque. La danse sur le fil, et pour l'instant j'ai arrêté, et ces derniers temps je me suis vraiment sentie attirée par la danse seule, plus par des lectures aussi également, et donc là je me sens un peu dans un entre-deux, entre le cirque et la danse. Je parle assez fort?
Oui, c'est bien.
Donc je m'intéresse aux deux. J'essaye de trouver les liens entre les deux, ou en tout cas les arts du mouvement me parlent fortement.
Au niveau de la transmission, je commence du coup aussi, c'était plutôt du cirque avant, et là j'ai envie d'aller vers la danse aussi. Donc pareil, je suis entre les deux. Et au niveau de la documentation, j'étais à Toulouse ces dernières années. Du coup, je suis allée souvent au CDP emprunter des livres et regarder. Pareil, j'essaie de piocher à différents endroits. Et, en tout cas, je suis contente d'être venue. J'ai pris 2 heures de route. Enfin, voilà,
tu viens d'où ?
À côté d'Annecy. J'ai un peu l'impression de l'expédition de la... Mais je suis très contente d'être là.
D'accord.
So I try in English.
Merci.
With Anne-Claire. So I'm here basically because I'm very curious to know what your work consists in. So I dance a lot. I used to, and I hope to continue making projects. Actually, I made a PhD in dance and visual arts, specialized in creative process. And I think my interest with workshop is focused on the idea of a new research project I have, because I work at the university, which would explore possibilities of documenting creative process, and even if I'm specializing in dance, I'm also very, very interested to know how such tools could be used in other fields.
To go backwards mm-hmm. from the form to the process, to the artistic process, and backwards to the functionality of the body also. Mm-hmm. So most of the time I go backwards. and all these fields interconnected by the experience of the movement, something like that. Mm-hmm. For me there is no hierarchy.
Okay.
Hierarchy. To know these fields of research of in the context of experience, and I'm really searching by the act of documenting all the point of contact between the process functionality of the body and artistic forms. I think that documenting the dance and experiencing the dance also is a good way to have an entrance to the complexity of the body, but also to the complexity of life. And I like in the act of documenting to trying to see the articulation between the living and the social. That is produced by dancing alone or together. When I document myself, or when I'm in a documenting process, I'm really quite interesting in the observing the children growing up, and also how the memory function. How does the memory work? Understand memory or the profound memory or things like that. And I think that the way I document myself has a lot to do with forgetting also, or something with that has to do with escapement and forgetting. And I like also to experience the act of disappearance in the way of documenting. Yeah. This is a field of research that is very interesting for me.
Connect with Anouk Lawrence.
Yes.
She's really at that, working on this. She had an editorial 2 months ago on iDocTe about this.
Okay.
You check. I'll give you the link of the editorial, yeah. But it's really her research now about this appearance. Lots of references. Mm.
Yeah. Right. And in IDOC Day, I participated 2 times in 15 and 16, I think. Mm-hmm. And I think it was very interesting because I'm very interested in the European question also in other part of my work. And I think it's very interesting because I had the feeling that it was some kind of an ephemeral community. And I think that the experience of the dance and the body is a good way to build an ephemeral community and a non-verbal, in a way, community throughout Europe also. And I think that's a good support base also to document across the borders. I don't know how to say it in French.
Good to hear. Thank you.
Mais j'ai tout recommencé, moi.
C'était presque.
Almost perfect. My name is Marjorie. I'm dancing since a long time. And in a small part of my life, I used to be a speech therapist, orthophonist. Mm-hmm. And I was working with deaf children, with sign language. So the question of communication and language and translation and all that stuff is really important in my life, because before becoming a speech therapist, I also studied languages. Because officially I was not allowed to continue on dancing after my conservatoire parcours, because I finished it with a very big back problem, super scoliose. So I was supposed not to dance at all my life. And then I discovered another way to dance, and all that field of somatics and stuff like that, but not by the, first it was not by the dance line, but more by the healing side of it. So interesting. And now I'm dancing. We have a project since some years with Galad. I'm making pieces, but also a lot of teaching with a lot of different people, from babies. We're working a lot with babies from the birth to before they start to school, and also with parents and people around working with children. And so it's not really dance, but movement, which is really putting on here what is dance when it starts. And yeah. And also with students, I also work at university, and also in different, very different kind of fields with managers or teachers, or And I also did a travail universitaire, mémoire. In neurosciences last year, but really on the link between neurosciences and teaching or learning, and my work was about how the body and the movement would be interested, that it has a real place in that teaching learning thing. That was my subject. And this circulation between walking, talking, and thinking, this is also a way that I like to use to talk about my work. And I participate to a symposium in 15 also, and I discovered iDog Day really by chance, looking at the monthly letter of the CND call for candidature. So we were invited by Le Pacific, even if we are not living here. And yeah, what you said about the community was something very strong for me to live and to experience and to feel that. That was real and alive, and because yeah, mostly the feeling is to be alone in a studio or to be alone in front of your screen, and yeah, to have the opportunity to meet people that with whom you can immediately talk about the real thing and not to try to explain and to legitime and to blah 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 blah. It was wow, a very important present, really strong. And so I think that one thing I'm interested in is to reveal and to put words and names on, I don't know how to translate that in English, but les savoirs des corps dansants, we say. And so the first step is to reveal it to ourselves, and then to share it with the community, and then to spread it in other fields. So documentation is absolutely necessary for that. And it's also very interesting to have a lot of different languages to document it. And yeah, so in neurosciences, I was really interested also to start to read and to learn that thinking is not only with words, which is something that as a dancer you really experience without having to think about it. But for the rest of the humanity, it's really something that we have to let to know and to find tools for that.
Agnès, je vais le faire en français. Moi, j'ai un parcours de danse et de pédagogue. Donc, pédagogue en fait avec des adolescents sur les pratiques artistiques de façon un peu générale. Voilà, et je suis en pause de pédagogie cette année, en tout cas en ce qui concerne ma transmission. Et je fais la formation en Life Art Process. Donc, qui m'amène à me plonger dans l'exploration d'une nouvelle approche pour moi. Voilà, et qui me bouscule et en même temps me nourrit beaucoup. Et à l'issue de cette approche, de cette pratique et de cette formation, en fait, moi je voudrais du coup développer une autre façon de transmettre. Voilà. D'où ma curiosité sur cette proposition. Et que je ne suis absolument pas informée dessus. J'ai revu 3 fois en me disant qu'est-ce que ça peut bien être. Je ne suis pas du tout multimédia. Je suis même un peu phobique avec ces outils-là.
Oui, bien sûr.
Voilà, avec le son déjà. Et voilà, pour moi, je suis vraiment dans une sensibilité sur le physique et la transmission directe. Donc, je suis un peu réticente sur les outils multimédia et en même temps, je sais que c'est indispensable. Donc, je suis venue pour me familiariser avec ces propositions que vous allez faire. Et je suis curieuse de savoir ce qui va se passer. Voilà, malheureusement, du coup, je pars demain, ma dernière session de formation, et je ne pourrai pas être là demain. Mais j'espère bien que vous me transmettrez la suite de vos élucubrations de demain. Voilà. d'avoir proposé ça.
Moi, je suis Régis, je suis comédien et danseur. Du coup, j'étais curieux de découvrir votre travail par rapport à des expériences que j'ai pu vivre, où je vis. Voilà, en fait, moi, j'anime depuis 3 ans un atelier parents-enfants autour du mouvement. Et du coup, c'est vrai que parfois, en fait, de trouver de nouvelles propositions, c'est aussi intéressant finalement d'avoir quelque chose sous la main. Et puis, par ailleurs, j'avais fait il y a quelques années un petit travail d'expérience de mouvement dans un cadre, dans un environnement, naturel, on va dire, voilà. Et du coup, j'avais regroupé un peu les témoignages des personnes, les témoignages sous forme écrite, et puis quelques photos. Donc, j'avais compilé comme ça un document. Et voilà, du coup, finalement, ça m'a paru assez intéressant de voir un peu ce que vous proposiez, un peu dans la suite logique de ça, peut-être.
Moi, Élise, moi, c'est vraiment par curiosité. En fait, je reviens dans la région après un long voyage au Mexique. Et je suis de formation, j'ai fait beaucoup de danse. J'ai une formation d'art-thérapie aussi. J'ai pas mal travaillé dans le milieu du handicap, notamment. Et j'ai une formation aussi en tête du mouvement clown à Paris. Voilà. Mais actuellement, je reviens vraiment vers la danse. Le mouvement, et je suis principalement intéressée par les pratiques d'éducation somatique, donc vraiment ce qui vient de la question de par quoi je suis bougée ou qu'est-ce qui me bouge, ou, et cette relation corps-esprit. Et donc là, je reprends ici à Grenoble, donc j'ai enseigné auprès d'enfants, d'adultes aussi. Et je suis curieuse sur cette question de la documentation, parce que c'est pareil, je ne suis pas du tout multimédia. Donc pour moi, aujourd'hui, c'est un peu voilà, comment je renseigne sur la pratique. Voilà,
je m'appelle Daphné.
I have also a very eclectic formation. I started with sociology, and I did my MA, master's in sociology, on body and sexuality in Turkey. Then I was always in sports and dance as a hobby all my life, and because I was quite hyperactive and moving all the time, and I needed to move to be able to study. If I stopped moving, I could not continue being successful. But my family thought, no, she has to be an intellectual. And then they took me out of the swimming. They took me out of ballet. I was starting something. I was getting out of it. Eh? And then I ended up being in volleyball and athletics. So I was really in sports and also folk dancing. So these were my movement as a child. But then when I started thinking and studying sociology and psychology a little, the movement had to be there, but I lost it for a while. And then I had to make money, and I got into advertising. So I was a copywriter in advertising for a while. That was a horrible years of my life, but I benefit a lot from that time now when I'm writing and when I'm trying to make more clear messages in my life, in my work. Composition, working with graphic designers and videographers at that time. I didn't realize, but I learned a lot, and I'm happy. I passed those 5 years of advertising. But then I got sick, and I left everything, and I started back again moving and somatics, as you said, and yoga and dancing. Then I found myself doing art therapy formation. It was really like, I don't know how I ended up, probably I needed it myself, so I started it. And in the art therapy, it was intermodal, expressive art therapy, so it's like writing, drawing, theater, clay, and all that, and dance. And parallel with that, dance really become very big in my life, and I started even organizing a dance festival. I started traveling, and with all my advertising money, I started doing my own école around the world, doing lots of workshops, working with a lot of French people also, and in France also. And interestingly, when I was doing this and doing other organizations around dance, I met really good people and in Turkey, and I was invited to teach at the conservatoire. Don't ask me how it happened, it happened. But I was using a lot my art therapy formation and helping more the creative processes of the students there. Because it was very difficult in Turkey to, people, we talked yesterday with Nico, like, oh, everybody looks at the West and copies the technique, and you see a dance class on stage for a piece, and or a certain technique, a limon technique, okay, but what is beyond that? And the teacher at the university was like, can you do something about it? Like, help us to get into more deeper in the creative process and authenticity in the process. And also, in MA level, people were not able to write and even talk quite articulate for dance, because they come from not normal lycée, they come from art schools, and writing and thinking with words was not prioritized. So, and coming from sociology and writing an MA myself and being a writer in my previous life, I said, okay, I try something. I'll try to help the people with their creative process and help them to write a master's, because they have to graduate, they have to write a thesis. So the project started like this, and for a couple of years, almost 7 years, I worked with the graduating students on the fourth grade and the master's students, helping them with their creative process and helping some of them to write their thesis. And it really deepened my own research of what the... And at this time, I met with Kirsty Kusmal, and who is the founder of the idea of Aydokte. And she heard about me, and we came together with other 10 people and tried to imagine, like, oh, okay, writing and thinking with words, also with picture, with like reflecting on your own work, it's very important. How can we help each other to do this? And that's where the idea of the community came in, that alone it's so difficult. Can we collaborate with other colleagues, with other disciplines, art historians, clowns, circ people, like how we can bring this, or somatic backgrounded people? And it's, in years, it was so clear that, okay, we are not alone. People need this support. And maybe we tell about Aydokte at this point. And after we found the idea came to the website of everybody is taking notes in the class, what do we do with those notes? Oh, I make my plan. Is it important that other people know the plan of a teacher? You know, like, is it valuable? Oh, I have tons of notebooks. Are they valuable, you know? They become very valuable to me on the day that my house was flooded with water and my notebooks were swimming on this water. And I was like, I lost my notes. But I was not looking at them even, you know, but I felt like, and then I realized actually the process is very important. The fact that I took those notes already served their function and they can go to garbage, okay. But some, no. Some I was always looking back, using as a reference. And Kirsten was saying when she's traveling, she wants her notebooks, but they're not there. If it was multimedia, if it was online, she could be in Mexico and receive her notes that she knows where they are in the library, but she could, you know. So this was the idea of bringing more internet or multimedia or different things. We will go more into details of my creative work today in the afternoon, how I work with interdisciplinary approaches and help people to bring something authentic out of them through moving, and how to bring the thinking and moving together. And I don't know if it's thinking as we know it, but we are always thinking, I think. So how to bring this to shape, and gradually how to bring these ephemeral ideas into 2D, and then bring that 2D into 3D. Mm-hmm. It could be a performance, it could be an installation, it could be teaching itself, but how to do this? 2D, it's like, this is 2D, two dimensions. 2D, and then... That was my process in thinking. Yeah? It's like, because it's, well, I don't know. Okay, I can touch a little. Now I can really resonate with this. Voilà. But let me not steal too much from the circle, but this is my introduction.
Moi, c'est Nicolas. In French?
Quand vous voulez.
I'll try.
Oui, go just French. I know you.
I'll try in French. Oui. It's going to be fun. Bonjour, je m'appelle Nicolas. Et j'ai aussi une provenance un peu éclectique dans la danse parce que avant de danser, j'étais étudiant en beaux-arts et aussi je jouais dans un groupe de rock. Et ces deux choses-là ont beaucoup imprégné ce qui me maintient aussi dans la danse aujourd'hui. Et notamment le fait d'avoir commencé tard et d'avoir commencé pas dans une école, pas dans un conservatoire, ou une école habituelle. Donc l'idée de formation professionnelle continue m'a accompagné dès le début et continue de m'accompagner. Et des fois, quand je me retrouve dans une routine de directeur de compagnie, j'ai besoin d'aller prendre un stage pour me retrouver un petit peu apprenant aussi dans un autre champ ou débutant dans une matière que je ne connais pas, ou des fois hors de la danse même, comme as I told you yesterday, mm-hmm. I start climbing this year. Je commence une nouvelle discipline qui est d'escalader pour pouvoir débuter dans quelque chose. C'est juste un exemple, mais c'est pour prolonger cette idée de formation continue. Et donc cette notion de documentation m'intéresse aussi. J'ai, à un moment de mon parcours de danseur, j'ai eu besoin ou envie de faire ce qu'on appelle son DE, le diplôme d'État, parce que en France, if you want to teach, you need this degree. Mm-hmm. Et c'est là que j'ai découvert que j'aimais enseigner. Donc je l'ai fait pour avoir un diplôme en poche, vraiment comme quelque chose de presque administratif. Et pendant la formation, je me suis rendu compte que j'avais aussi beaucoup de goût pour ça, pour la transmission et tout ça. Donc ça a fait aussi que quand iDocD a commencé à exister, cette idée de documentation aussi m'a intéressé, même si, comme beaucoup, je pense, de teachers qui font partie d'iDocD, il me manque du temps pour participer, pour créer et générer du document. Mais ça n'empêche que l'intérêt est là. Donc même si des fois ça fait un document par an ou un peu moins même, c'est l'idée dont vous parliez aussi, de faire partie d'une communauté, c'est assez important. Et même si cette communauté, il y a le moment online où elle est un peu abstraite, et ce moment in Vienna où elle est un peu plus concrète, la convergence des deux est assez intéressante. Ça veut dire aussi que des fois online, on peut se souvenir ou se dire ah oui, en fait, ça existe. Ces moments où plein de gens de toute l'Europe qui enseignent de façon différente et qui ont des influences différentes peuvent se retrouver et discuter. Donc voilà. Et ça m'amène, du coup, après, je vais essayer de présenter très 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 succinctement iDocD et Mind the Dance, mais Daphné le fera un peu plus précisément parce qu'elle connaît un peu mieux. Mais c'est pour ceux qui ne connaîtraient pas, donc iDocD, c'est International Documentation on
Contemporary Dance Education.
Et c'est un site qui est apparu en 2011,
we started it, but it started more active accumulate 2011.
Oh, okay. Mm.
On a commencé le projet européen a commencé en 2009.
Ah, okay.
Avec une mise en ligne à partir de 2010, vous avez commencé à tester les groupes d'artistes dans chaque pays. Et 2011, c'était un peu plus officiel.
Oui.
Et avec cette idée un peu génératrice au début de se dire que dans la création, il y avait beaucoup, on a accès à beaucoup de documentation sur les écrits ou les réflexions des artistes. Il existe beaucoup de documents là-dessus. Mais sur cette chose-là, par rapport à l'enseignement, c'est beaucoup plus rare. Et je crois que c'est un peu ça aussi, une idée de départ aussi, c'est que c'est un endroit où ça manque. There are not so many documents on
the teaching.
Teaching.
Oui. Most of the documentation around dance has been prioritized for choreographers and the choreographic work. Of course, there is also dance notation, that the movement itself was being trying to be documented, but initially also for more choreographic purposes. So the idea of, for us, what we were patriotic about is that, but who, like, how do people dance? They learn it first, and how does that learning take place, and what are the parameters of that learning? It's invisible, and how can we make that work visible and pay homage to the value of it, you know, the teachers. Nobody's talking about the teachers, but without them, you cannot really progress, you know, and or develop, or even creative, artistic, choreographic work, not only the technique, you know. So, of course, what you said, what is dance? What is dance teaching? Before, what is documentation? So the first 3 years of the project, it was 12 to 20 teachers coming together from all over the world, basically Europe, because it's an EU project, but discussing about all these questions. And then slowly, slowly, okay, how can we document? What are the tools to do it? How can we support the community with these tools? Okay, maybe we create a living archive, like idocde.net is an internet site. We will be available to communicate as the core team, like mentors and things, and hope that more people will join with questions, contributions, more like a collective learning environment or collective teaching environment or sharing environment.
Pour compléter,